April showers can bring May flowers, but what can copious amounts of spring rain result in for September? I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field, from the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences. It is Mr. Patrick Murphy. He is before me. Hello there, Murph.
Zippity-doo-dah, Laura.
Zippity-hey. Today on GLT's Grow, find out what loads of rain can do to a garden over the course of a season. I mean, and it can be ugly.
Yeah, and you know, we've talked about this off mic on the heels of some of our other broadcasts. And
yeah.
I always think about, you know, the questions that you ask and that you discuss with me when we consider new topics. And this one was a hard one for me to think of an opening with. So I did think of one, though.
Okay.
So I'd like you to
let's hear it.
Give it a try. So it's a real compliment if a man or a woman takes their motorcycle to a club and they're going to meet there for coffee and tea, of course.
Of course.
But if you roll up on your hog and somebody says, man, that thing smells snotty.
Oh.
That's a compliment. Can you believe that?
That's a compliment?
That thing smells snotty. Well,
snotty. Isn't
your bike doesn't have much of a smell except for it's a little rich in fuel, right?
Yeah.
But it is that cackety-cackety potato-potato-potato sound,
ah,
right?
Ah, so that's a good thing.
It's a good thing, and it's a good thing in motorcycles. It's a good thing in boats. If your boat sounds like that, you're folding some dough, bro. It's really neat when the boat sounds like that. And a car, you can take a car and make it sound like that with a screwdriver, believe it or not.
Absolutely, I believe it. But
when it comes to our garden, I don't want to I don't want to see any snot there.
Snot is not good in the garden.
No, it's snot, Laura. It's not good.
It's not good at all.
But I saw plenty of it, and I've seen a lot of it that came about because we had heavy, frequent rain showers and little weather that would allow it to burn off in between. So little direct sunlight, little wind. Sorry, Laura.
Okay, now what do we mean by snot?
So the plants are taking on so much water that they can kind of start to rot. And before that, there's a condition called damping off where seedlings are overwatered or there's just too much moisture there and it's hanging around at the surface and the stem gets weak where it's close to the ground and it just falls over. That's not even close to the snottiness I'm talking about.
Okay.
We're advanced snottery now. Okay, so we're beyond that.
We're not in snot 101 here, gang.
Yeah, we're beyond damping off. We're beyond powdery mildew, which we've talked about a lot, and peonies and lilacs. We're talking about water that lingers around on the surface of things. The ground, rocks, particles of mulch in our landscape.
Is it kind of slimy?
Yeah, and, you know, there's some precursors to the snottiness.
All
so,
right.
Nipagans. I spoke to the Nipagan staff and Ann and Lee about this in the past, too. And
they're our sponsor.
They're a sponsor, and it's funny because these things are all kind of happening at the same time. So the plants just don't get a chance to dry out.
Ah, because of too much rain and not enough sunshine.
And no wind either, really. Ah. Not enough that it dries things out between these frequent heavy rain showers. So molds can begin to grow. And some of the exotic perennials, like giant lamb's ear is one that it's fantastic. It's this white-colored lamb's ear with big, tall, upright kind of thing. That was one that was particularly snotty this year. And that has kind of a fuzzy foliage, so it holds that water like felt, right? And there was literally nothing left but a loogie there.
Oh.
My wife and I planted a bunch at our house, and some other folks we know had them planted. And even went back and talked to the folks where we got ours.
Uh-huh.
And they were encountering the same snot syndrome.
Okay.
The same thing, Laura, was going on.
So it's rampant snotism.
Yes, it's all over the place.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, it's all about the snot. As a result of too much rain, not enough sun, not enough wind, things are really gross out there. And in fact, I've had it experience in my garden, and you've experienced it in your garden. And you were actually just recently out at the Horticulture Center at Illinois State University, seeing evidence of it out there, too.
I saw something that reminded me of it, and if you can let me come back to that in one second,
sure.
I wanted to tell you that there are also places where there are beds that have, you know, annual flowers in them or very mixed palettes for perennial and annual presentations, and they're irrigated. They might have an irrigation system in them.
Okay.
Some of those locations, the irrigation ran during the rainfall. So you got the 1-2 punch. You got wetness maintained by more wetness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in those places, the comb-type flowers, like celosia, it has like a coxcomb, you know, like the rooster has on its head. They have that kind of flower, and it's kind of a felty, fibrous flower, and it holds lots of water. And because of that, they were also subject to this snot syndrome that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a way to avoid it, and in this case, it was shut the irrigation off.
Yeah.
And you can't set your watch by what plants are going to do, so let's go back and talk about that horticulture center observation.
Yeah, what did you see out there?
I saw a pussy willow shrub, and it reminded me of our conversation about pussy willows, and you asked me about hollyhocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my hollyhocks are just gone.
Yeah, so I was at the Hort Center, and I noticed this. It's a glorious specimen, actually, and it's this nice rounded form. It hasn't been eaten in half by nature like a lot of times pussy willows are.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not showing its true glory, and it suffered during that time period, and it has a whole other set of leaves, along with a few older leaves that emerged around Mother's Day. The plant looks kind of sickly and bedraggled, but there's really nothing wrong with it. It's just you can't set our watch by what the plants are supposed to do.
Okay, well, if we can't set our watch by what the plants are supposed to do, is there anything we can do?
There are some things we can do, but one thing that I think is best to do is manage our own expectations and be the stronger person in our garden relationships and lead with love. So
let nature take its course and
that's
go.
That's right, right. So if your pussy willow doesn't get the sunlight and the nice weather during its pollination period, you won't get the boughs that you like with the little fuzzy blooms on.
Catkins.
Yeah. Same with your hollyhocks. Mm-hmm. Same with impatiens. Same with hydrangeas. And the hydrangeas are something that a few retailers are seeing people try to return because they didn't bloom when they were expecting them to bloom.
So there's nothing wrong with the plant. It was just the whole, it was the trifecta of the weather that was going on,
yes,
particularly here in central Illinois this spring. So don't blame your plant, you know, deal with that. But I'm curious, you know, for the plants that are perennials, do we have to worry about there being like rot in the soil and it impacting the plants next year?
Not so much. Like the above ground rot that we're calling snot today, you know, that was fun.
Yes.
That was fun. Well, that's just because there's so much moisture and the conditions are right for that kind of quick decomposition of material.
So we don't have to worry so much about the roots.
No, and that's the saving element here. The roots are still there. They'll probably just lay there and they'll come back next year. But if they don't, you'll know why.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know why. And you couldn't have done anything about it because we can't control the weather. Really.
Absolutely. Yeah. We can't control the weather, but we can certainly control our reaction to the weather.
Yeah, and you know, you can think about, there was a day when the pussy willow was one of the most sought out ornamentals, you know, back when lava rock and roses were kind of the top three choices, you know, lava rock, yews, and Japanese garden juniper, stuff like that. Well, we've got stuff that doesn't suffer so easily, like the pussy willow and like our hollyhocks. So
find something that does suffer well.
Suffers well. That's
right. Okay. Well, next week on GLT's Grow, it's dangerous plants lurking in our gardens and in our forests and so forth. Are you possibly growing one? If you've got a gardening question or problem that you'd like Murph to tackle, go to our website, wglt.org/grow. You fill in that form and you send it along to us. Murph will take a look at your question. He might pick it to answer it on the air, but we do have to hear from you first. Submit those wonderful gardening questions at our website. It's wglt.org/grow.